Welcome back to Off the Record, a podcast by Gerstradom Law. My name is Paul Adam. This is my partner, Colin. And we usually talk about the law on our podcast. If you've tuned in the past few episodes, we've had some great topics, some controversial topics, also some personal interest things. But today is something completely different, and we're pretty excited to share it with you. Colin, tell us what we got.
So I'm stoked, happy to be here. Maybe our best episode yet. We have a very special guest, Rory Wisenhunt. So this year, we're very happy to partner with Town Square Media to sponsor a program called the Most Valuable Pupil. And the Most Valuable Pupil Award, or the MVP, was awarded weekly to outstanding Billings area students. They're selected for achievements in the classroom while also considering their extracurriculars such as athletics and community service. We had weekly winners, and at the end of it all, Paul and I sat down, reviewed the winners, and picked one to be the supreme MVP, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, it was there was a lot of good candidates. Really impressive group of kids. But Rory stood out, for a couple of reasons. One, we love that you play baseball. You know, Colin and I, we've talked about this before on podcasts. You know, we're big supporters of youth baseball in Billings. We grew up playing baseball together. And so, that stuck out to us. We love that. I think that's where we want to start with you, Rory. We're gonna ask you a few questions about what's going on with the baseball season. So start off, tell us who you play for.
Okay. I play for the Blue Side Legion Baseball for the Post 4 team.
Okay. And so that means you've got games just in Billings? Are you playing around the state, or where do you play your games?
Yeah, we play like around Montana and Wyoming too. This weekend we're going to a tournament in Cody.
Okay.
So,
Rory, what school do you go to?
I go to senior high school.
Did you just finish your freshman year?
Yeah, I just finished freshman.
Nice. Besides baseball, what you got planned for the summer?
We're probably gonna go to Georgetown Lake. And just do some baseball tournaments and hang out. Maybe my sister will make All-Stars for softball. So we might do that and do some traveling.
Okay. Nice. What little league is your sister in?
She plays for BA.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we got San Bernardino in her headlights there, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Very cool. Rory, when did you realize you're destined for greatness?
I don't know. That's a hard question, but maybe like in eighth grade when I realized that I had been getting good grades and I've been playing baseball for like my whole life pretty much.
I mean, is that how it happened for you? You just kind of realized that you got good grades? I mean, usually I had to work pretty hard for my grades, to be honest. There was no just realizing it.
I had to pick and scratch for everything I got. So you're greater than Paul and I for sure. Mm-hmm. We never had a realization moment.
Yeah.
And so you went to Will James, is that correct?
Yeah.
So Paul and I also went to Will James just a few years before you.
Yeah.
what's your favorite thing about school?
I like math and I like hanging out with my friends a lot.
So math, you mentioned, engineering, your dad's an engineer. Maybe you'll follow in his footsteps.
Yeah.
My dad was also an engineer. Mm-hmm. And they're a pretty, not necessarily the most social types, but they're certainly smart. Uh-huh. You fit that mold or what do you think?
I think I fit that mold.
Oh, you seem like it. You seem like you're going to I think you're going to do great in whatever you choose. But Rory, we certainly appreciate you coming on to the podcast. Like we said, there was a whole bunch of selections that we had to pick from, and boy, you stood out. So congratulations on winning Most Valuable Pupil. There is a cash prize award with this.
Yeah, $1,000, is that right?
I think it's $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a novelty check Could you bring it on?
Oh, we've got a big check to present. This is great.
Man. Yeah. So what are you gonna do with the money?
Probably save it for college.
Oh, wow, man. You're just incredible.
Gosh, wow. No wrong answer by this guy. That would not have been my answer. Yeah.
That's
I'm
good.
Super impressed.
Oh, here it comes.
Okay. Hey, let's gosh, Roy, this is yours. We gotta here. I want you to hang on to that. Boy, is that we got a good picture of that. Somebody better be taking a photo. Oh, we've got all sorts of photos. Hold that up a little bit. Stand up. Stand up if you can.
Yeah.
Can we get Rory to stand up? There it is. Oh. Scoot over that way a little bit. This way. Sure. That's fantastic.
Million-dollar smile. Love it, Rory.
Hopefully you get a couple more novelty checks in your life.
Yeah.
But you're certainly on the trajectory, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you enjoy fishing, I gather?
Yeah.
So this is off the record podcast. You can share. What's your hot fishing spot?
I mean, Georgetown Lake, when we go up there, we usually do a bit of fishing. And there's some pretty big fish up there, like trout and salmon.
Yeah, you know, the hot salmon fishery.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Ready to jump on the hot seat? Got some burning questions to ask you.
Okay.
Rapid fire here.
Yeah.
So there's an old question that went viral probably before you even entered elementary school, but is one that has perplexed philosophers over the years. I got to ask.
No, Paul thinks
Paul thinks this is dumb.
I'm just going to say I did not vet these questions. This is an outline that I just gave Colin complete creative license, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. So go take it away, Colin.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I'd have to say no, because, I mean, you eat it like a sandwich you'd eat sideways like this, but a hot dog you're eating like this.
Mm.
And, like, there's not stuff spilling out every side of it.
Oh, I'm convinced. That's a great answer.
Do you have a category that you put a...
No, I don't know. It's just a hot dog.
I have an opinion I haven't workshopped yet.
We don't want to hear your opinion, Colin.
Sure.
Next question.
Okay, all right. if you're ordering DoorDash for dinner, what are you getting?
Probably Taco Bell.
Oh, there you go. What's your go-to on the menu there?
The Crunchwrap is pretty good, or like the Doritos Locos.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's an age-old classic.
Is there any slang that your teachers or coaches use that you just wish they wouldn't?
I mean, like, sometimes the teachers say, like, 6'7" and stuff, and they...
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of corny.
Yeah, it's kind of run its course. That's my guess.
What about your favorite baseball chirp?
I don't know. We do a lot of stuff, but when we went to Gillette this weekend, we were saying, like, nightmare and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So my favorite was when the pitcher spikes it short of the plate, and the batting team in the dugout, they go, funeral ball. That's my favorite. If you had to pick a celebrity to substitute teach one of your classes, who would you pick?
I don't know. Maybe like Aaron Judge or someone.
Nice.
You won the final, the Supreme MVP award. And, you know, there are a number of very worthy candidates, great winners of our weekly MVP award. Are you concerned that some of them are plotting their revenge against you? And if so, how are you going to protect yourself?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that one. But I don't think so.
One last question, unless you got something you want to get off your chest. So you've won the Supreme Award, the pinnacle of achievement out of the entire Billings area. What's your message to all those less valuable pupils out there?
I'd say you just got to work hard for your dreams and always just do what you want.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Well, we're going to let you off the hot seat, man. Okay. Colin's had his time.
Yeah.
But no, we appreciate you coming in. Congratulations again. We wish you the best.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Rory.